The Rabboni Yonah said, he who accepts the yoke of Torah, he who says, my focus is Torah, so then in heaven they will help him that the other sources of taxation on one's time, be it the government, be it the responsibilities to make a living, they will be reduced. There's this segula, the Mishnah is telling you, if you accept the yoke of Torah, then they will remove the other yokes from upon you. And what I elaborated on was that accepting the yoke of Torah means I'm going to focus and dedicate myself to it. And I said the key to getting there is thinking, how can I get there? He said the balance is I'm going to have to work a certain amount to make a living. But is that my focus? Do I remove the yoke of Torah from me? Or do I say I have the yoke of Torah and then there are other things I got to do in my life? When I say I have to do Torah, so then the other things in my life will take a lesser role. I'll still have to make a living, but it won't be as hefty, the toil and the investment. And I said that many people don't ever get there, even though theoretically they want to be there, because they don't stop to think, where do I want to be in life, long term? And people end up making their short term decisions based on the moment and not out of a long term perspective. We always have to deal with emergencies. Life is filled with issues we have to work out and resolve. Things don't flow smoothly. It could be your landlord that's giving you a hard time. It could be your neighbor that's giving you a hard time. It could be your best friend. It could be your mother. It could be your dog. It could be health issues. It could be the root canal you have to undergo. It could be the credit card that was stolen and identity theft you have to deal with. Life involves dealing with issues. There are problems. Life doesn't go smoothly. A kid breaks a hand. A kid needs a dental treatment, therapy. There are a million things. That's what life is about, dealing with the issues. Nothing flows smoothly. There are always things to deal with. Okay, but that's life. So people want to make a schedule. But a schedule doesn't really work. You have a schedule to a degree, and you're always going to have to fit in other things into your schedule. People don't realize that one of the biggest bills you have every month is the miscellaneous, the things that don't fall into a steady category. Here there's a dental treatment you didn't count on. There's new shoes you didn't count on. Here you need to replace a light fixture. All those things that are not constant, they can be up to 30% of a person's budget. When he's skimpy, when he's careful about his budget, when he's not buying extra, but just the basics of his daily life. That's the miscellaneous. That's the unexpected. Those are the things that are going to come up on a daily basis. Okay, so some people spend their life dealing with that. They do their job and they deal with the miscellaneous. And they're never working out of that to get to a long-term goal, which can be in the material world or the spiritual world. You want to get to growth. You want to get to where he's describing in the Mishnah or any other goal. You got to focus, figure out what your goal is, and then work backwards. How do I get there? And because people don't really do that, that's why they never get there.